This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. South Korea has some 700 troops in Iraq, mostly in support roles, and the U.S. wants Seoul to send thousands more. The South Korean government has decided to help, but there is strong opposition to sending more troops, especially from many of those who voted for the current South Korean president. NPR's Mike Schuster has more from Seoul.
There is a long history of South Korean help for U.S. military operations. 300,000 South Korean troops served in Vietnam alongside the U.S. Army. In the 1991 Gulf War, South Korea helped airlift U.S. troops to Kuwait, sent a medical unit, and kicked in $1 billion for the war effort. The government of President Noh Moo-hyun has decided in principle to send more troops to Iraq, but the way that Kim Yong-suk of the foreign ministry talks about it reflects just how touchy the issue is here.
Korea, as a responsible member of the international community, wants to contribute to the international peace. Of course, it's not an easy decision because, you know, it involves sending young men, you know, soldiers to foreign countries. And, you know, that place is very volatile. It's not stable. You know, there's always possibility that some accidents can happen, so it's not an easy decision to make.
In discussions with the Noh government earlier this year, the Bush administration identified a need of about a division, some 10 to 15,000 troops, that it would like to deploy in Mosul in northern Iraq, primarily to help in reconstruction. The South Korean government has not stated publicly how many troops it is willing to send, but there have been numerous published reports here that it would prefer a figure of 2 to 3,000. Even those small numbers have sparked protests. This week, a few dozen Christians and Buddhists scuffled with riot police across the street from the American embassy. Reverend Hong Kyun-soo explained the group's opposition.
We don't know which direction and where the missiles and bombs comes from. Once the Korean government decided to dispatch the military forces, that means takes side with the United States, which is invaded Iraq illegally and immorally.
Demonstrations like this one may be small, but they do reflect the thinking of many who voted for Noh Moo-hyun in last December's presidential election. The foreign policy of the Bush administration was a big issue, and to the surprise of many, Noh rode a wave of anti-Americanism to leadership of the nation. Now, explains Jang Hoag of the Junong Ilbo newspaper here, Noh is making some of his backers unhappy.
His core support is from the center-left and from the left wing that wants nothing to do with helping Yankee imperialism, as they see it.
There are still 37,000 American troops in South Korea to help protect it from invasion from North Korea, and they've been here for half a century. The alliance with the United States is something any president must take seriously, says political commentator Chung Min Lee.
Noh Moo-hyun is caught in a box. If he listens to his core traditional supporters, he must take a stance that goes against the alliance. On the other hand, if he is too pro-alliance and too pro-U.S., that also means that his core supporters will desert him.
So Noh has tried to get something in return. His government has pressed the Bush administration to be more flexible in its approach to the controversy over North Korea's nuclear weapons program. President Bush's unwillingness until recently to negotiate with Pyongyang has caused much uneasiness here. The South Korean government denies there was any quid pro quo demanded for more troops, but Foreign Ministry official Kim Yong-suk concedes the two issues are linked.
If we send the troops to Iraq, there'll be some kind of burden on our part as far as defending the country, defending the 38th parallel is concerned. So it would be better for us if the tension level on the DMZ will reduce rather than heighten.
The ultimate resolution of this argument is unlikely to satisfy fully either South Korea or the United States, says former U.S. Ambassador Donald Gregg, now head of the Korea Society in New York.
I think they want to be true blue allies, as they have been in the past. But every day that they read about the problems that we're having in Iraq, I think the decision becomes more politically sensitive.
Just how many troops South Korea will send to Iraq probably won't be decided finally until Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld comes here for consultations in the middle of this month. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Seoul.